Okay, today's daf is Pei Zayin, Gittin Pei Zayin. We're going to start at the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amabet at the bottom. Refot Lemo, the Dvar Badina, Ozavram Shimon Ben Chanakar, Mipan Imo, or Lipnina Bar Racha Frida Chai, Malkester Bat Zipora, Tania Bar Mirim Chai, Rut Yosef Ben Rachele, Bar Rivka, Rafal Yoshef Halak Ben Brachabati, Yelmer Bat Chai, Rina Chai, Bat Shoshana, Tzvi Ben Mela, Yaakov Ben Rosa, Lilo Nishma Chana Bat Tatara, Vareza Bat Zara. Okay, today we're going to have a few different Mishnayot, some of them particularly confusing. There's going to be, we'll try to keep it simple and go with one or two interpretations. You can even see on the next page, Rashi has a little diagram with what's going on here. The first case is going to be, we'll see right now in the Mishnah, Shnaim Sheshachu Shnei Gitin Shavim. They sent two Gitin that were identical. Okay, there were two people with the same names as their two wives. Vinit Arvu, and they got mixed up, and each wrote a get to their wife, but before they gave the get, they weren't sure which one belonged to who. Notain Shnehem Lizo Ushnehem Lizo. We do two nitinot. Each one gives each get to the other woman, right? And obviously gets it back, so the other one can give it. Okay? This way, they're yotzei, kol ha-sfekot, that they for sure gave the right get to the wife, because remember, the get has to be given written lishma, to the name of that particular wife. So if they use the get that the other guy had written, that wouldn't be good. Lefichach avad echad mehen. Let's say one of them got lost, okay, before they gave the get. Remember, they wrote two gets, okay? Yosef wrote to Rivka, okay? Now, what happens? One of them got lost, so now we don't know who's got lost. So therefore, haresh eni batel. The other one is automatically batel because we have no idea, right? One can give it, but it's not going to be valid because we don't know for sure that that's the one that he wrote. Chamisha shekatvu klal betoch haget. Let's say five people together wrote one get, okay? You could think of the situation, maybe they couldn't afford to write, so they asked one sofer to write them. You ever hear of like a marriage, a double marriage? Here you have five divorces all in one. So what happens? So now we're going to see that there's one way you can write it that's going to work and one way that's not going to work. And we're going to have a machloket. You can already see on the chart, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what exactly each case is, because it's not so clear from the Mishnah. Hamisha shekatvu klal betoch haget. Okay, there was like a general, it included them all together. We'll see what this means exactly. Ish ploni megaresh plonit, uploni plonit. Okay, it says, so-and-so is divorcing so-and-so, and so-and-so is divorcing so-and-so, and so-and-so is divorcing so-and-so. And as I assume what you're doing here is you're also saving words. Right? You don't have to write all the text of the get in five times, but what do? You write, this one's divorcing this one's divorcing that one, that one's divorcing that one. Uploni, v'ha'edim milamata. And at the bottom, you just have two witnesses who signed. Kulang sherin, everything is good. Okay, like I said, we don't yet know exactly what the case is. There's going to be a machlok and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, exactly what the case is, so we'll hold up for now. The main thing is this is called a klal, where they're all listed. Everyone is listed, and at the end, you have signatures. And then you need a giving of the get to each, right? Each husband will give that same document to each of the wives. Let's say it had a tofes for everyone. Okay, again, we don't exactly know what this tofes is. We're going to see. V'ha'edim milamata. And then the edim are at the bottom. Et sha'ha'edim nikrim imo kasher. The one that the edim, meaning really the last one, right? So you have a tofes for each one. Okay, exactly what that means, we don't really know. Okay, but you have one, two, three, four, five. And then you have the edim at the bottom. It's only going to be valid for number five. Okay, so the get, only the last person can give the get to his wife. Okay, but we're going to see again what this is the, right? That's the tofes for each one. And the first one was a klal, where they were kind of all together, and then basically we're going to say that it's okay. So in this case, only the last one's going to be okay. So like I said, we don't really know yet. We're going to see. So first the Gemara says, going back to the first case, Man Tana, who's the Tana who says this? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Dilo ki Rabbi Elazar. Okay, this is, 1 second. All right. This first case where we say the Gitin got mixed up, and each can give the get misafek, right? They each give both gitin. We don't know which is the right one that he had actually written to his wife. It must be to look at Rabbi Elazar. Why? Di'i ki Rabbi Elazar kevan da'amar edi mesira karte halo yade behemina'u kamigarsha. What affects the get according to him? It's the edim who see the mesira, which the assumption right now means, remember we talked about you need ktiva lishma, you need chatima lishma. According to Rabbi Elazar, what would you need? Nitina lishma. Now in this case, you don't have a nitina lishma exactly because you're giving her two gitin and we don't know actually which misira is the actual misira. You have two gets written by two people to two wives, right? Each to their own wife. They got mixed up. We don't know which one you're giving. So it's not a good nitina. It's a nitina misafek because we don't know which one it is.
You know one of them is.
You know one of them is. It's true. But the way they're understanding, we're going to see a different explanation in a minute. The way they're understanding Rabbi Elazar is that the nitina has to be perfect. In other words, it's all about the misira, the giving of it. So if you have this misira that's, maybe it's this one, maybe it's that one, that's not going to work according to Rabbi Elazar. But now we're going to have a different explanation. Abai Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbi Elazar, Ema Dibai Rabbi Elazar Ktiva Lishma, Nitina Lishma Mibai. Just because he holds, now what did we have? Do you remember the pasuk says, Vikatav Vinatan, right? So now, what did we have, right? Vikatav La Sefer Kritu, Vinatan Biada. So we said, La means Lishma, and it was on the word Vikatav, right? And what did we say? That according to Rabbi Meir, it's Vikatav. And according to Rabbi Elazar, since the chatima is not important, it must be the ktiva is what's important. So the ktiva is to be lishma. So now what are they saying? Oh, what did we learn from Rabbi Elazar? When it comes to the halakha of lishma, nobody ever put lishma with nitina, almost like you were saying, Aviva. In other words, as long as there's some nitina, it's fine. There's a nitina, right? One of the nitinot is going to be good, but we never said the nitina has to be lishma. So therefore, you could even explain this according to Rabbi Elazar. As long as the ktiva was lishma, at the time they wrote the get, they knew they were writing it exactly to this woman. It was only after it got confused. Even if nitina is done in this way, that would work. Okay, now we're getting back to these confusing cases. Chamisha shekatvu klal. So remember, klal works, tofes only works for the last one. So now we're going to see what the case is. Hechidami klal, hechidami tofes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zman echad lekulam zehu klal. If at the top of the get you had a date, you put the date at the top of the get, and then you wrote so-and-so's divorcing so-and-so, so-and-so's divorcing so-and-so, so-and-so, so, right, etc. And then you have edim at the bottom. As long as there's one date for all of them, it's viewed as one whole collective klal. And that's going to work. So the edim at the bottom, we're going to verify all those signatures. That's good. Zman lechol echad ve'echad zehu tofes. But if you had a date and then so-and-so's divorcing so-and-so, and then you had a date and so-and-so's divorcing so-and-so, and so on and so forth, that's not going to be good. If you write a separate date for each one, then only when the edim sign at the bottom, we're assuming that they're only signing from the last date and below. Okay? This is the simple reading of Rabbi Yochanan. If you look at the chart, we're going to have... There's the first thing I wrote in the chart of Rabbi Yochanan, but at the end of the sugya, on each of them we're going to have questions, and then we're going to fine-tune their opinions, and we're going to see that there's a little more detail than what they're providing with us right now, at least the way the Amoraim eventually understand them. They understand that there must be a little bit more here going on, so we'll see that later. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu zman echad lekulam, name have tofes. Even Rish Lakish says, the date's not what's koveh. You could have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, with one date at the top, and still it's going to be called a tofes, and the signature's only going to be valid for the last one. Okay? We're going to see. Elahechi dami klal. So what's he going to say works for klal? When does it work? Dikatav anu ploni uploni gerashnu nishotenu. Okay, there's some general statement at the top that says, we, the five of us, so-and-so, divorce, so-and-so. Okay? You know, times five. Okay? That's the way he says it is. Now, obviously, you're going to ask, that doesn't make any sense, right? Because it doesn't say who's divorcing who, what happened to Lishma. So hold off on the question. But right now, that's what he says. He says that you could have one get at the top, and still it could be called tofas, and still it could be called klal. In other words, one could be good and one not could not be good. What's the difference? If as long as you write this general statement saying, we together, blah, 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 and then this edim sign at the bottom, then that's going to apply to all of them. But if you don't say we, blah, 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 or divorcing, blah, 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 then it's not going to work. Okay, so first question we're going to have on Rabbi Yochanan. Matkifla Rabbi Abba la Rabbi Yochanan. Da'amar zman echad lekulam zehu klal. If, as long as we have one date, right? That's what he said. That's fine, right? And that's what Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rish Lakish disagreed on. So if, as long as you have one date, zehu klal lichush dilma kichat musade abatrahu dechatime. Why are we concerned? Okay, let's say you have one date, and then you have five people divorcing their wives. Okay, now why aren't we concerned in this case that when the edim signed, maybe they're still only referring to the last case? Right? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, as long as there's one date at the top, we can assume they're signing on the whole thing. Why do we think that maybe they're only signing on the last thing? Because we have a braita that seems to support that. Milo Tanya, doesn't it say in the braita, edim chatumim al sheilat shalom beget pasul chayshinan shema al sheilat shalom chatmu. If you have a get, if you remember we had this issue before, that you're not allowed to leave any space between the bottom line and the signatures because we're worried that somebody might write something in and then the signatures, maybe you're only referring to that last line. So if you're writing a get and you write at the bottom, please send my regards to so-and-so. And then the edim sign, we're concerned that maybe the edim sign, please send regards to so-and-so, and that they didn't read the whole thing, right? This is very typical. How many times do you go to the bank or go somewhere, right? You sign and you don't really read the whole thing, right? And you might just read the last line or something. So that's the concern here. So they say, why don't we say the same thing with Rabbi Yochanan? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say this is good? So now they say, wait a minute. Lav itmar ala amar Rabbi Abao ledidi mefar. Doesn't it say about that braita? And amar Rabbi Abao ledidi mefar shali mineja Rabbi Yochanan shalo psul pasul vishalo kasher. Didn't I explain to you in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which would match here, that case where he says, please send regards to so-and-so, is only if he writes, please send regards to so-and-so. But if he writes, and please send regards to so-and-so, then it's okay, because the assumption is that if he writes, and, then the person's going to realize that this relates to something written previously. So therefore, we're now adding to Rabbi Yochanan that the case of klal is when there's one date at the top, and the first one says Ploni is divorcing Ploni, and then it says Viv Ploni is divorcing Ploni. Viv Ploni is Ploni, and Viv Ploni, okay? Each line says end, and therefore the assumption is that when he signs, he's clearly signing on everything because he sees the end and therefore knows there's something before. Okay. So Hachanami, that's what they're going to say now. So just like he said it with Sha'alo, Pasul, right? Sha'alu l'shlomo, would be pasul, but vishalu would be kasher. Then, just like that here, hachanami dechtiv be ploni u ploni u ploni. Okay, that was the first question on Rabbi Yochanan. So now we've added that Rabbi Yochanan needs the end in between. B'tu le Rabbi Yochanan damar zman lechol echad zehu tofes. If he says as long as right, if it has one date, if it has one date for each one, right, each person says date, right? And on top of each one, then zehu tofes, my iriyah mishum tofes. V'tepukle dehavalei nechtam v'yom v'nechtam b'layla. The assumption of the Gemara is that these gets were not written on the same day, right? Otherwise, why would they have separate dates? So we're going to change that assumption in a minute. But right now, what they think is that this is dated March 1st. And this is dated March 2nd, or, you know, whatever, the 1st of Sivan, the 2nd of Sivan, okay? And each one is dated a different day. It's like a get that's in formation, right? Each one has a different day. And then the edim sign at the bottom. They say, if that's the case, it shouldn't be a problem because it's called tofes. It should be a problem because we learned that if it was written during the day and signed at night or signed the next day or signed the day after that, that if the signing doesn't match the date on the get, that's not a valid get. And we talked about that because of the payroad or this new, right? The date will show one thing, but the actual get only happened on a different day, and that would be a problem. So why does it say it's a problem with Shem Tofes? It should be a problem because of that, which is a more basic problem. So Amar Le Markashisha Bered Rav Chisda Rav Ashi Hach Yamrina Mishmei Du Rabbi Yochanan Dichtiv Behu Becha B'Shaba Becha B'Shaba. In other words, the date is the same date on all of them. As it's just that they before they wrote each one, they wrote a date, almost as if they're separating, right? It creates this separation between each one. You date it, and then you write, I'm divorcing you. You date it, I'm divorcing you. In that case, if the Eidim were signed at the bottom, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's not going to be a good get. Okay, so now we've elaborated on Rabbi Yochanan, right? We've changed it a little bit from the way we originally said. And it's not different, it's just in addition. Okay, so if we review, you can look at the chart here. So Klal is one date, right? And in addition, it has to have the Vavs in between. Tofes is separate dates, but remember, they're all the same date. Otherwise, for sure, you know, it would be a problem for some other reason. But this one's a problem because even though they have the same date, okay, and then we're going to see, I think it's now, 1 second, there's one other issue. So Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, 1 second. All right, that comes later, this thing about the Vavs. Fine, we'll read that in a little bit. Okay, now we're going to have a question on Rish Lakish. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. L'Rish Lakish ta'amar zman echad l'kulam nami tokas hafe. So now according to Rish Lakish, he says one date is still, as long as, right, zman echad l'kulam, you could have one date, like Rabbi Yochanan said, and it'll still be called tofes. Okay? So now, hechi dami klal. So according to him, what's klal? Dichtiv be, what do they say? Hachi anu ploni u ploni, gerashin nishotenu ploni tu plonit. Nimzu shtena shimit garshot beget echad. Vataram ra v'katavla v'lola v'lachaverta. It says it has to be written for her. Her meaning this get has to be written for her and not for her friend also. So how could you have this get that says us, Joe Schmo and blah, right? Blah, 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 are divorcing this woman and that woman and that woman and that woman. It doesn't make any sense. It's not written for her. It has to be written for her and not for her friend. So what is the answer of it? Rish Lakish didn't give you the whole story. What Rish Lakish really meant was, it says, we, blah, 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 are divorcing, blah, blah, blah. But then the Hadar Katav, afterwards it writes in detail, Ploni Geresh Plonit, Uploni Geresh Plonit. Okay? So that's the way Rish Lakish understands the Klal. The Klal is, right, it could, 1 second. Right, so he's talking right now about the, right, the Klal would work if he writes, we as a group are divorcing together, and then it details all the women. And then that get works. Hamar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, another question. Umay shna meha detanya hakotev nechasav l'shnei avadav kanu, umeshacharim zeze. Let's say somebody writes all his nechasim to two of his slaves. We saw this case before. What's the issue? All of his nechasim includes his slaves. So if he writes them to two of them, each one owns the other. So what happens? If he says, all my nechasim will be to the two of you, each one has to release the other from being an eved, and then they can be free men. So now, what's the issue? This sounds like what? Like he could write a shtar that says, I'm freeing both of you together. So therefore, right, we just said that doesn't work by women, right, by get. And we know that get and get shichur are often learned from each other because of the law. Remember, v'katav la, so that the laws, and it also says by the eved.
That's one master and two slaves. In our case, it's not one man.
It's true. You could compare and say this is one master and two slaves. It's a good point. But anyway, the Gemara has a different way of rejecting, and they say, v'lav ukimna b'shnei shtarot. It didn't say, if he writes one shtar, it just means if he wrote to this eved, you get half my nechasim, and he wrote to that eved, you get half my nechasim, or, you know, something. The assumption is, he didn't write it in one document. He actually wrote two separate documents, and therefore, that's not a question. Okay, now we're going to have a braita like Rabbi Yochanan, a braita like Rish Lakish. Tanya kavatei de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya kavatei de Rish Lakish. Tanya kavatei de Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the one that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Chamisha shekatvu betoch haget, ish ploni megaresh plonit, uploni plonit, uploni plonit, right? So-and-so is divorcing this one, so-and-so, right? This wouldn't be Rish Lakish, because remember, he said it has to have that line in the beginning that says, all of us together are doing it. Uzman echad lekulam. This is exactly him, right? There was one date at the top. This is Rabbi Yochanan. V'ha'eda milamata kulan sherim v'tinaten lechol echad ve'echad. Okay, right? And then all of these are good, and each one gets it. Each one has to give it to their wife. Zman lechol echad ve'echad, but if it had a date on each one, v'ha'edim ilamata, et sha'edim nikreim imo kasher, right? But if the edim were signed at the bottom and there were separate dates, then only the last one would be good. That exactly matches Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to have another opinion in this brayta, just because they're bringing it. This isn't Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera omer, im yesh revach b'nehem pasul, v'im lav kasher, she'ein zman mafsikan. Okay, what does he say? If there's space between them, then it's no good. But if there's no space between them, then it's kasher. Okay, because the zman, okay, this is a different opinion. Even if you have dates, but you have no space in between, then it's fine. Because he says it's the space that determines what the edim are signing on. Once you have, if it's all ratzuf, right, it's one right after the other, then obviously when the edim sign, they're signing on the whole, right, it looks like one big paragraph. If there's space in between, then you could say, oh, well, I only read from below the space. Tanya kavate de Rish Lakish. Here comes the brayta like Rish Lakish. Chamisha shekatvu klal betocha get. Anu ploni uploni gerashu nishotenu ploni tu plonit. Ploni geresh plonit uploni geresh plonit. Here's exactly the way we've eventually interpreted Rish Lakish, right? That there's the general anu, we together are divorcing our wives. And then it says, and this one divorces this one, that one divorces that one. Uzman echad lekulam. And there's one date for all of them. Now, this doesn't make so much sense according to Rish Lakish, because what did he say? I don't even care if you have different dates, right? But we'll see. No, oh, sorry, he said the opposite. He said, even if there's one date, you could still have her. Okay, forget that. That was my mistake. And there's one date for all of them. V'ha'edim milamata, and then edim side the bottom, kulam k'shirim. V'tinaten l'chol echad ve'echad. But if it had zman l'chol echad ve'echad, this is where the problem is. If each one had its own date, now, what did we say before? That he doesn't care if they could all have, right? They could all have one date and it would still be a problem. Here he says if they have separate dates, v'revach l'chol echad ve'echad, okay, and there's a space in between, v'ha'edim milamata, et sha'edim nikreim imo kasher. Okay, so if it had, right, separate dates and space, it would be a problem. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afa pi she'ein revach b'nehem pasul, sha'azman mafsikan. Even if there's no space between them, but just separate dates, then that's a problem. Berish Lakish, ma'ir yazman l'chol echad ve'echad. Ha'amar, azman echad l'kulam, nami tofes have. And why does he have to say if it has a separate date? Rish Lakish already said, we don't care. It could have one date and it could still be a problem. So what do they say? Ha'ninile hecha delo arvinu me'ikara. That's only when they didn't write that general line at the top. Aval hacha darvinu meikara, if they do have that general line at the top, you know, we together are divorcing so-and-so, you know, all these women, then it depends, okay? E palig lehuzman in e lo. So then it's going to depend whether they have separate dates or not. Okay.
Why do they have to mention dates and space if dates is enough?
So that's the machloket. Is it dates and space, or is it just, right? The first opinion said, right, that even if ein revach, right, it doesn't, right, he said it's pasul even the dates. But the second opinion said it depends on the revach, right? That was how, no, sorry, it was the opposite. The revach, right, it needed to have revach for it to be a problem according to Tanakama. And Rabbi Meir said, even if it doesn't have revach, the dates are enough. That's a machloket among the Tanaim.
But I would think
that's not within, yeah.
Reish Lakish would agree with Rabbi Meir on that, right?
Well, he could agree with either one. In other words, that's what I assume.
Okay.
He says either the Zman is going to separate or the revach is going
to
separate.
The implication is here's a bright according to Reish Lakish, and then they state something that.
Right.
Is
so
more
first
than
of all.
Reish Lakish
right. Happen. So that's what happened in this sugya. What happened very simply is Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan said very simple things.
Mm-hmm.
And then because they couldn't really work it out with all sorts of other sources, they added all sorts of other things to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, because that's how it works, right? When you see an opinion, either you just assume that they didn't tell us everything, and therefore we can embellish, but or it's just it didn't work with them, with the other sources they saw, so they had to embellish. Whether that was really what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish meant or not, we don't really know. But the sugya seems to be, you know, has no problem saying that's what they meant. Okay, that's generally the way the Gemara works. Okay, new Mishnah. Shnei gitin shekedavan ze betzad ze. Okay, now instead of having right? One long list of different gittin for different people. In this case, we have a get. It's a side-by-side, okay? So if you're holding it landscape, let's say, so you have, right, a get on this side, and you have a get on the other side. And then what do you have? You have signatures at the bottom. Okay, now this is going to be the problem. Okay. So, שני גיטין שכתבן זה בצד זה, ושני עדים עברים באים מתחת זה לתחת זה. Okay, you have now two signatures, Plony, Ben Plony, Ed. And you have Plony, Ben Plony, Ed, right? That's the way you would generally sign again. Okay, now notice when you write Plony, Ben Plony, Ed, and Plony, Ben Plony, Ed, what's really the guy's name? The first Plony, right? That's his name. Now, if you have these two, one right under the other, and where are they, which get are they underneath? The get on the right. You follow? Because we're writing right to left in Hebrew. So, because it's under the get to the right, what are we going to say? That's the one that's kasher. Because their signatures are not on the left side. On the left side, you see the word Aid, and maybe the father's name is on the left side. But that's not their signature. That's, you know, the extra part of their signature. So, that's what we say. Right? So, ba'im zemitachat lezeh. Sorry, we didn't read the whole thing yet. Ushnaim edim yivanim ba'im mitachat zeh letachat zeh. Okay, now this is very confusing to the Rishonim what we're talking about. There's lots of different interpretations. I'm going to go with one right now. We'll see if we can take it straight through the whole way. Let's say, instead of that, you had in Greek writing, okay, or let's just do in English, it's simpler for us, right? So-and-so, right? So-and-so, son of so-and-so, okay? That's one way of reading it, in which case it's left to right, okay? So his name is under the left side. Another interpretation is that that's not the issue. They wrote in Hebrew letters, but what did they do? They had it flipped. Theirs wasn't so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Theirs was, they would write, like, let's say, Yaakov ben Yitzchak, okay? Everyone knows Yitzchak's the father. I'll take an example like that. So what would they write? They would write Yitzchak ben Yaakov, which would mean Yitzchak and ben Yaakov. Yaakov is the son, okay? In which case, if we did it like this, so you would write Yitzchak ben Yaakov, Ed. Now, which is the side that's the name? Yaakov is the name. That's on the left side. So either it's written left to right in Latin letters, Greek letters, or it's written the flip part, right? The father's name is on the other side, and the son's name is on the flip side, in which case it's going to be the left side. Okay, so. Shnayim edim yivanim ba'im mitachat zeh letachat zeh, right? One under the other. Et sha'edim harishonim nikra'im imo kasher. Okay, so now again, if it was the Hebrew, it would be the right side. If it was the Greek, it would be the left side. For either one of those two reasons.
Wait, are there four signatures on this
case? No, so this is a get, either has two of these or two of those. Mm-hmm. That's the first case. In a minute, we're going to get to the four.
Okay.
Next case. Eid echad ivri ve'eid echad yivani ve'eid echad ivri ve'eid echad yivani. Let's say it has four, but it's one, two, one, two, right? It's Hebrew, Greek, Hebrew, Greek. Okay, so now what's going to be the problem? Shnehem psulim. In this case, both are pasul, okay? And we're going to see in the Gemara why. Okay, we're going to hold off right now. So now the Gemara is going to have a bunch of questions on this. V'lit kesher hai b'Reuven, v'hai b'ben Yaakov ed. Why don't you say, look, Ploni is on the right side, right? So Ploni, right, let's say Reuven. So Reuven is under the right side again. What does it say on the left side? The son of Yaakov. That's also Reuven. Okay, now it's true, Yaakov might have other sons. But at least it's his name. It's something, right? Sometimes people call people son of so-and-so, right? It happens. So especially, right, when you have a lot of kids, nobody knows who your real names are. Maybe you can relate. So, right, they just call, oh, son of, you know. Okay. So now, Adahatana ben ish ploni, ed kash, 1 second, v'hai ben Yaakov ed. Okay. So now, dehatnan, don't we learn in the Mishnah, ben ish ploni ed, dekat, okay, ben ish ploni ed kasher. Doesn't it say, this is in the next Mishnah, if you write son of so-and-so ed, it's kasher, it works. Okay, again, maybe it's not ideal, but you could do it. So therefore, can't you just say that that's the case? So what do they say? No, it's dekata v'ruven ben akama v'yakov ed abatra. Even you can see the way I wrote it. I didn't do this on purpose. But really, the Ploni Bain is on one side and the Ploni Aid is on the other side. So you can't say that on the other side it says the son of, right? Because really on the other side it just says Yaakov Aid, and he's obviously not the Aid because he's the father. Okay, and therefore you can't say that it would, if it said Ben Yaakov on the second side, maybe it would be okay. But generally, if you write Reuben Ben Yaakov Aid, you're not going to get all the way to the second side with the word Ben. Next question. Vilitka sher hai b'Reuben Ben, vilitka sher hai b'Yaakov Aid, dahatnan ish ploni aid kasher. So maybe you could say, this is a very weird question, maybe you could say, look, it still looks like a good, what really happened here? What's the issue? The issue is that Reuben signed on both of them, really, but it doesn't look like he did. So if you cared about what it looks like, so it looks like Ploni Aid on the other side. Even though Yaakov wasn't really the aid, but it looks like Yaakov's an aid, so it should be okay. So they say, no, Delo Katav Aid. Maybe it's a case where he just wrote Ploni Ben Ploni without the word aid. And therefore, on the other side, it just says Yaakov. And Yaakov by itself doesn't look very good. Okay.
So the Greek witnesses?
We're off of the Greek for right now. We'll get back to them.
But in general, are they kosher or not? Like if yeah.
I don't think they mean... it's like nowadays. If someone in America would sign something, maybe they'd sign it in English.
Okay,
that's what it means. They're not of De Kochavim, no. I don't think that's what we're talking about. V'ibay Tema, lo'olam de'katav Eid. Or maybe you could answer a better answer, which makes more sense to us. But he really did write Eid, but what's the issue? De'adinam b'ha'chatim de'lav Yaakov. But everybody knows that Yaakov didn't sign on the get. So therefore, you can't say, right? We know, you can't say, let's use Yaakov Eid as a signature when it was clear that it was Reuben who signed and not Yaakov. So definitely can't say that. Dilma b'shma d'avochatim. Well, it's true that he didn't, we all know Yaakov didn't sign, but maybe Reuben signed using Yaakov's name. Right? This is like when kids forge their parents' signatures. Okay, it's not really what they're talking about, though. But it's saying, maybe when he signed, he viewed himself as son of so-and-so. Like, that was sort of his identity. So he signed in his father's name. You have to think about it also. If that was people's, so to speak, last names, it makes sense. Sometimes you might sign just your last name. So maybe he signed, son of. So they say, no, people don't do that. Lo shavik inishmei v'chatim shma d'avua. People don't leave aside their own name and sign their father's name. If they're signing a document, they always use their first name. Vidilma simana shavya. Maybe he's using the father's name as a siman. What does that mean? We learned this already, if you remember. Deha rav tzier kvara, rabbi chanina charuta, rav chista samach, rav hoshai ayin. They each had symbols, right? One used a palm branch, and one used a thing on a boat. They each had their own little pictures they would write as signatures. So maybe you could say his father's name was his signature, so to speak, right? His little siman. So what are they saying now? Let's skip the last one. Rubber of Hunitzir Makuta. I think that was a fish, if I remember correctly. So what are they answering now? Lo chatzif inish l'shavya l'shma d'avua simana. Nobody would embarrass their fathers as to use their father's name as a siman. Like, that's not a, it's not an appropriate way to use your father's name like that. So now they say, v'litkasher hai b'shnei edim ivrim, v'litkasher hai b'shnei edim yivanim. Okay, if we have these four gitin, right? We have the four signatures. So let's just do it like this, right? We have Reuven ben Yaakov, and then we have the Greek one, okay? And then we have the Ivri one, and then we have the Greek one. So why don't we say that this get should be a good get, because we have two on one side and two on the other. That should work. So now, what do they say? Ditznan. How do we know that this could work? Deget shekatvu ivrit. The next Mishnah says, if you write the get in Hebrew, ve'edav yivanit, but the edim write in Greek, or yivanit, you write the get in yivanit, ve'edav ivrit, but the edim write in ivrit, kasher, it works. So can't you just say, here, fine, the get was ivrit, we have some Greek signatures, that should work. You might say, but wait, there's a separation of a line here, right? There's two lines in between. And what do we always say? The signatures have to be directly after without a break in the line. So maybe that's the problem. No, that can't be. Because Baha'am Arfiskia, Mili'u Bikrovim Kasher. Chizkiah says that if you fill it up with signatures of relatives, meaning if there's bad signatures in the get, then that's okay, as long as those lines are filled in, right? Even if they're filled in with nonsense, you know, so to speak. Like here, there's an aid signature that's filling in the blank line, but it's not relevant to this get, right? So therefore, we don't view it as an empty space because that space is filled in by somebody else's signature. So therefore, that wouldn't be the problem. So Hatani Ze'eri Shnehem Ksherim. One option says, okay, Ze'eri learns about one of the, right, this question, why wouldn't this work? They say, oh, by the way, Ze'eri has a different version of our Mishnah. And he says that this would work, that if you had 1, 1, 1, 1, no problem, okay? Two Eidim Ivrim, two Eidim Yehudim, one's going to be on the left, one's going to be on the right, everything's going to be good. But now comes the complicated part. Vitana didan. So now we have to explain the version of our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say that this is a problem? Dilma gundalit chatim. Vikulu echad hu dechatime. Okay, what is gundalit? Okay, some people say it's like left-handed. You know, left is always wrong. Like he did, there was some sort of mess up here. What could be the mess up? Okay, now if you write Reuven ben Yaakov. Okay, now here's where there's many different interpretations. We'll try to keep it simple. Part of the mess up, there's two options of the mess up. So if you're saying that they're writing from right to left, they're writing from left to right instead of right to left, or then maybe what happened here is since he saw that Reuven ben Yaakov signed here, and therefore, what does he do? He starts his signature underneath the other side, right? So this is, let me just make sure I'm getting it right, where he writes... Reuven, one second. Make sure I have this right before I start writing it. Right, it's basically, he says Reuven and Yaakov, but then he starts, right, depends which interpretation you go by. Let's say he does, let's start with the other one, where he flips, what happens is the names are flipped, right? If he writes Shimon, let's say he writes our case before, Yitzchak ben Yaakov, right? That's the Greek way of writing it. But since he sees he's signing with an Ivri, what does he do? He might switch the order and he'll write Yaakov ben Yitzchak. Okay? Now, if he does that, and then comes the next Jewish aid and he signs the right way, right? He signs, let's say, Yitzchak ben Avraham. Okay, so now what will happen? And then let's say the last Greek one signs the right way or even the wrong way. What's going to happen? All the first names are on the right side. And therefore, the left side doesn't have signatures. The issue is that we don't know when the guy signs in Greek and flips his name, which is the real name and which is the, you know, when he writes it, he might do it the way Reuven ben Yaakov did it. And therefore, we won't know for sure how he signed in Greek. That's one way of reading it, if you assume that the issue is the father versus the son. Okay, so then he might just flip the father versus son. If you say the other way, that it's the Greek with a left to right and right to left, then what you would say is, since he sees that the first guy did right to left, he might also sign right to left. Okay, where he'll, and then what will he do? He'll start on the right side and then end on the left side. And then, again, his first name will be, and that's assuming he does the first name before the last name. Again, it all depends how you interpret this. Then he's going to put his name on the wrong side. And then we're worried that there might be too many on one side and not enough on the other side. Okay, it's all a matter of which side he's writing on, whether you look at it in that way or that way. Eid echad Ivri ve'eid echad Yivani. So now if you have one Eid Ivri and one Eid Yivani, right, this was the case of... Right, this is Ba'im Mitachat Lezeh. Right, this was the case we were just talking about. So now they say Belit Kasher Hai Be'ed Echad Ivri Be'ed Echad Yivani V'Hai Be'ed Echad Ivri Be'ed Echad Yivani Tehatnan Ed Echad Ivri Be'ed Echad Yivani Kasher. In other words, since we see in the next Mishnah, it says that if you have one Ivri and one Yivani, it's Kasher. So why can't you say that with those four, right, each one will be Kasher by two of them? So they say, again, Hatan is Erish name Kshirim, and Vitana Didan, and again we say the same thing as we said before. Dilma gundalit chatim v'tlata echad v'chad echad. In other words, again, you have this concern that maybe they flipped it. Okay? When it's one get, you don't have to worry about them flipping anything, because it's clear that they're both signing on this one get. So if you have one sign in one direction, one sign in the other direction, or the names are on the opposite side, we don't care. It's only when you have these two side by side that we're going to have an issue with it. Okay? So, new Mishnah. Shir miktzat haget, uktavo v'daf hasheni. Okay, now we have one get, but two columns. Because what happened? He ran out of space on the parchment. Right? So he starts writing the get. And then it continues to the second section. And then the 8 signs at the bottom. But the 8 is only signed to the bottom of this side, not the bottom of the first side. Now, when it was 2 gitin, we were very concerned. When it's only 1 get, there's no concern. Because obviously, what's he signing on? Everything that was written before. So this is kasher. Okay? V'ha'edim ilamata, kasher. As long as the 8 are at the very bottom, that's fine. Chatmu edim b'rosh hadaf. What if they sign at the top? Okay, that's obviously not good, because remember we talked about it. They have to sign right at the very bottom, underneath the very last line, otherwise somebody might add something. So therefore, signing at the top is not good. Min hatzad, okay, min hatzad isn't good. O me'acharav beget pashut. Remember the get mikushar, they sign on the back? So here, they're saying if you sign on the back of a regular get, not a get mikushar, not that folded get, then it's no good. Okay, that's not a good signature. It only works when it's a get mekushar. Because again, remember, what happens to the get mekushar? You fold over the part, and then you sign it. What you're basically signing on is the section that you read, right? We assume that you read it before you signed on it, before you folded it over and signed. That was the one that looked like a fan.
I thought you had to read all the sections.
Right, you read all the sections, but the assumption is that because you're signing on a section that you sewed up, that you clearly have read it. That's what the assumption is, right? The assumption is you did read the whole thing, but also the assumption is that you've definitely read it. Whereas here, if you're signing on the back, who knows what you saw? Hekif rosho shel zeh betzad rosho shel zeh. Okay, this is... One second. All right. This is, what if you have... 2 gitin. Okay, now we're back to 2. You have 2 gitin, and the top of one, okay, this is, I don't know how to draw this, to write upside down. But this is the top of one, and this is the top of the other, and they're back to back. Okay, you have one big parchment, and you started basically from the middle. And you went from the middle down to the bottom of the page over there, and you went from the middle down to the top of the page on the other side, and you put signatures in the middle. Okay? The signatures are right in the center. So basically, this get reads this way, and that get reads that way, and the signatures are not at the bottom of either one, because the signatures are right where it starts off, right? It's like they're in the middle, and this one goes that way, that one goes that way. So if you keep rosho shel zeh, betzav rosho shel zeh, v'ha'edim ba'emsa, shnehem psulim, neither of them are good. Let's say, sofo shel zeh, betzav sofo shel zeh. Each one... Right, this is the bottom of this one, and this is the bottoms are near each other. Okay, in other words, you start at the top of the page and at the bottom of the page, and you write going inward. And then you sign. Now, how do you sign? You sign in the direction of one of them, right? So now, whichever one you sign underneath, right, if I sign here, like the way ours is, it's going to be underneath this one. It's not going to be underneath this one, right? Because this one's going, reading from top to bottom, right? It's reading this way. And the signature, so the, right, let's, I'll try to write upside down. This is the bottom of this one, you see? So it's upside down. So the signatures would not be in the same direction as that one. Okay, so. The one that it reads very nicely. It ends, and there are signatures. That's the one that's going to be good, but the other one is not. Let's say the top of one, right here, you start at the, this would be a normal way you would write it, right? You'd start at the top of the page. You write top to bottom, right? This is the bottom that you get the edim sign. And then again, you start at the top, and you write top to bottom, right? In the middle of the page, you start the second get, but there's no signatures under there. So obviously, right, ha'edim ba'emza, etch ha'edim nikrimimo b'sofo kasher. So obviously, the top get's going to be the good get in that case, and not the bottom one, because the bottom one has no signatures. Getcha ketavo ivrit ve'edav yivanit. This we already saw on the last page, right? Because remember they quoted the next Mishnah. If it's written in ivrit and the edav yivanit, or yivanit ve'edav ivrit, or edechad ivri ve'edechad yivani, that works. And now here's our case, which we saw many times already. Ktav sofer ve'ed kasher. If the handwriting is the sofer, but the aid is, and there's one aid signed, it's good. And again, remember we said this must mean, right, the Gemara couldn't understand this according to the Pshat, and said it must be that the sofer also signed, and they're telling you it's kasher because we're not worried that maybe the guy, had particular edim in mind, and then they were just embarrassed about the sofer, and they didn't want to embarrass him, and therefore they let him sign. But no, it's kasher. Ish ploni ed kasher. Let's say you said Yaakov ed kasher. Okay, but you didn't write Yaakov ben Yitzchak. Okay, you didn't say your father's name. It's still good. Ben ish ploni ed. Let's say you said the son of Yaakov, and you really meant Shimon, is an aid. That's also kasher. Ish ploni ben ish ploni. Let's say you said so-and-so, the son, you said Shimon ben Yaakov, velo katav aid, but you didn't write the word aid, kasher. It's still good. And these are the people who always are looked up to, and this is interesting. Their minhag was not to write the word aid. I have no idea why. Usually they do things that are very praiseworthy. This is strange, because this seems to be something part and parcel of a get, and yet they didn't do it, and why they didn't do it, I don't know. Maybe the Gemara will address it. I didn't really look. Rashi says, Nohagin shelashonan ksara, lo yuchotmim ed ela ploni ben ploni. Because they did it short. I'm not sure why. Okay. Shelashonan. I don't know. Not sure why. What the chiddush is. Katab chanichato v'chanichata kasher. Now, this is unclear what this means. Some people say this means they wrote their last name instead of son of, which shows that they had last names, or at least that's what, you know, they think is an interpretation, right? It could be written by people in later generations who had last names, and therefore they're saying that that's the case. Some people say it just means if you didn't write, usually a chanicha is a nickname. So it means you didn't write the person's name, but you wrote their nickname, a name that he goes by, okay? So therefore, they say, you know, let's say Yaakov or Kobe. So you wrote Kobe, that would still be good. Okay? So stop here, and we'll start with the Gemara tomorrow.